You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I had my window open last week and heard a loud scream from outside.
Oh.
It was so visceral, I thought someone got stabbed.
Oh my gosh.
But then I saw my neighbor on his knees staring at the KFC bucket on the ground.
Oh,
no! Was it empty? Did he drop it?
I haven't told him I witnessed his lowest moment in all of life.
The whole bucket.
Yeah. Hard to imagine anybody's life moment could be lower than wasting a 12-piece original.
Not even the Colonel himself.
Come on, 5-second rule. I mean, we all agree on that one, right?
If you have that, though, come here and share your secrets anonymously on the Masked Speaker. One of our listeners is carrying a giant buck of fried confessions that she wants to spill onto our airwaves. She's choosing to use the fake name Ellen today. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're only allowed if you brought biscuits for everybody.
Yeah.
Those are good. Oh, man. I don't know if I would even get them to the studio. They'd be in my belly.
Yeah. Okay. You're just like us.
Ellen.
You're one of us.
The voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
So my grandmother passed away about like 10 years ago.
Oh, that's always hard.
We were really close. And anyway, her most prized possession was this absolutely breathtaking ring. It had like three large blue sapphire gems.
God, and you're just hoping she doesn't have a more favorite grandchild than you?
She didn't. No.
Okay.
I mean, this ring, like, it's actually been in my family for generations.
Oh, cool. Whoa, yeah.
It's old.
Yeah, my great-great-great-grandma.
Wow.
She's a lady's maid to a wealthy British woman.
Oh, I don't even know what a lady maid is.
I don't either.
Are lady's maids like the Downton Abbey, like the people that help the people in charge of the castles?
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, or like think of like Bridgerton, like the people help them like get dressed and like do their makeup.
Oh, sleep with their husband when they don't want to.
Spread all the gossip.
Yeah,
I know it all.
You mean the tea?
Yeah.
Okay. Your great 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 grandma was one of those.
Yeah, she was one of those. Okay. And after like 20 years of very dedicated service, this British duchess gave my great-great-great-grandma this ring as a thank you.
Wow.
The one that your grandma had with the sapphires and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably worth like $100 million, maybe $100 billion.
Do you have any idea how much it's worth?
So I've been told it ranges between like $150,000 to $200,000.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
So much money.
I mean, but more than anything, it's like a family heirloom. Like, those are priceless. Like, you would be the jerk of the family if you're the one that sold it.
It's a cool story.
Yeah, totally.
It is an amazing story.
Yeah, well, I know, but the plot kind of thickens. So, my grandma, her health was kind of slipping, and my mom and her three sisters would constantly, of course, all argue over who should get the ring in the will.
Oh, okay.
It's like an actual episode of Bridgerton now.
I mean, honestly, though.
Literally. Like, this caused unbelievable strife in the family. It was a huge discussion forever, caused a major problem. And my grandma knew this. And she's like, if one of them get it, it's going to tear the entire family apart.
Yeah.
Well, hey, if she can see it soon, like, that quickly, then obviously it's a problem.
Yeah, so what'd she do?
Well, the weeks leading up to her passing, my grandma pulled me to the side, and she handed me the ring with a sealed envelope.
Uh-huh.
What?
And she made me promise, swear, cross my heart not to open it until after she passed, which was, I don't know. It was really weird and sad.
Oh, I've done that to everybody on the show. I've handed each person an
That's
envelope.
That's why we were unaffected when you were telling the story.
And I'm like, someday you're going to need to open this. You'll know when.
Mine's vibrating. By
the way. Mine's sticky.
Don't look inside until it's time. Sorry, but go on.
Did you listen to her? Did you wait?
I did.
Okay.
Oh,
so inside was a note that said, when her time comes, she wanted me to give the ring to her housekeeper.
Oh my God.
Her housekeeper.
Because it's full circle.
So sweet.
Yeah. And that's so deserving.
So you kept the ring, right? Like, that's a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a $200,000 ring.
That's true.
Yeah,
it's not like a regular.
But you know what?
Ring.
Like, keeping your family together is worth it for her.
Oh,
and
for everyone.
And honestly, who's the one that actually probably took care of her in the end?
Yeah. True.
It's the woman that was at her house every day.
Yeah. Mm,
I was going to go with Pfizer, but yours is probably better.
She helped my grandma so much during the last 15 years of her life.
Wow.
Really? Like, every day. This woman was dedicated. She was like a part of the family. And so, you know, she wanted to keep up the legacy of the ring, you know, that whole story alive, and wanted to pass it to her. And my grandma's note said I was the only one that she felt she could really trust to do this favor and actually follow through.
Oh, this is so how nice. The Lord of the Ring story started.
Is it?
Like, it was handed me down, and then it's like, only one person must have it, so, and you must keep the secret, and now everybody tried to steal it.
And then one of her aunts is going to be saying, my precious!
Yeah, because it's worth half $1 million, Brooke.
Although, I swear I did see a housekeeper on an episode of Pawn Stars not too long ago. Creepily similar story to this.
Yeah. Are your mom and your aunt still talking to you after that?
Oh, they have no idea this happened. Are you crazy? That's why I'm on here. No one knows.
Where do they think the ring went?
So there was a lot of uncertainty. They weren't sure, like, did she get buried with it? Did it get lost? Did someone steal it? So it's like the big mystery. And you better believe when we have family get-togethers, it is the topic of conversation.
Wow.
But no one knows.
You're just over there twiddling your thumbs.
Except for me.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me.
What a secret to keep for your family. My God.
Yeah, it's a heavy one.
Text in 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.